Mmm, the first taste of rare bourbon you finally got your hands on. That's nice. At Caskers.com, we make this experience easy. Caskers is a one-stop spirit curator with an impressive selection of exclusive, sought-after, rare, and household names in the realm of premium spirits and champagne. Discover the top flavors of the year now by going to Caskers.com and using code WELCOME10 for $10 off your first purchase. Get $10 off your first purchase with code WELCOME10 at Caskers.com.
Adam, what are you doing, man? Why are your abs so amazingly immaculate?
Bro, no BS six-pack abs.
Bro, why is your waist so tight?
Dude, I'm trying to tell you guys, no BS six-pack abs.
Dude, those obliques are popping.
Bro, you guys have to check out the no BS six-pack abs.
Bro, your midsection is making me horny.
Oh my God, how many times do I have to tell you? Go to mindpumpradio.com, click the yellow button, get the no BS six-pack abs. If you want fucking ripped abs like me, do it now.
If you want to pump your body and expand your mind, there's only one place to go. Mind Pump. Mind Pump. With your hosts, Sal DiStefano, Adam Schaefer, and Justin Andrews.
Welcome to Mind Pump Radio.
Hello.
This is Adam Schaefer, Sal DiStefano, and Justin Andrews. I'm here to tell you how I feel. Like shit.
Adam, this is you're in the best mood I've ever seen in my life.
Fuck off, what's dude. Fuck off.
What's going on, dude?
This is are we gonna do my update? Are we live, Doug?
We're live, dude.
We're live. Lit up, son.
We're up.
All right, let's light this mope up.
We did. That was your intro. The one you did was the intro.
Oh, that was just, it. Yeah. Did it. Welcome to my operator. Yeah. That's how I felt.
So tell everybody why
depleted.
Why you're in like a I don't know, what would you say, like a like kind of
a crab?
Angry bitchy.
Like zombie.
Yeah. Actually, I mean, to be honest.
No, you're smiley, angry, but you're just zombie. Tired.
Yeah, yeah, so no, tired. Fuck you guys. Honestly, I think
here comes Sal.
I actually think that I
comes the heat.
Am pretty upbeat, and I taught a couple classes today and brought my A game, I like to think, when I taught, and I've been in the gym three times a day, and I'm at, I just checked my thing, I'm at 1,200 calories and a whole total 12 grams of carbs.
So how much do you like it when people come up and absorb more information from you?
Right now?
Yeah.
You know...
Adam, tell me, you know, the best way that, you know, I don't use this on my
Adam,
waist.
Can I eat rice in the morning? Or is
honestly,
that
don't see...
Adam, I'm feeling fluffy and waterlogged. Do you have any recipe for that?
I don't mind things like that that are just, you know, basic annoying stuff. I think the stuff where... this is just not the time to fuck with me. You know, like if somebody is going to, give me a hard time or like that, like I normally have very thick skin, I have a very long fuse, and I don't have right now. So if somebody is going to,
so we don't like want to pants you right now.
Yeah, that's, I mean, that wouldn't be, I guess that wouldn't,
okay, well, I'll
yeah,
let you,
he'd be happy.
We might
that.
As well let him know ahead of time, we both farted in your water.
We totally did. Yeah,
so, yeah,
it might taste a little musky.
And you know what it is, I think it would be, if like, exactly, if you guys were doing things to go out of your way to try and fuck with me, knowing that I'm not feeling, that's the type of stuff that would irritate me. If people that ask questions, that ask the same stupid questions that always get asked to me, that doesn't really bother me. That's my job. That's part of what I deal with on a regular basis. I'm not any more irritable because of that. What I don't like is people that have never gone through what I'm going through, and they think it's funny because they don't have the discipline to do it, and so they try and prod at me, or they try and fuck with me because of that, or tease me or make fun of me. It's just like,
or they'll eat like a triple bacon cheeseburger in front of you and be
that
like,
was yeah. Just, yeah. Or they just wave it in your face.
You wish you could have this.
Exactly. Yeah. If you were waving it in my face, like, I don't mind even if you eat it. It's just, you know, eat your fucking food though. There's no sense. But if someone was like this, like, oh, this is so, you know,
so
what I'm saying?
Moist,
like if you're trying to be
delicious.
A dick, and I'm already short like I am right now, then yeah, I'm probably gonna tell you like, hey, dude, why don't you fuck off? Take your fat ass somewhere else and eat your burger. I'm in the middle of looking 10 times better than you right now, so
jab in the throat.
Yeah, so I would just say some shit like that. You know, just fuck with me. If you fuck with me, I'm gonna fuck with you right back right now. So,
is it? Do they call this?
I will wash you on my abs.
Do they call these? Right. Do they call this peak week? Is that what it's called?
Peak week.
This is the last. This is it, right? Because we're going Saturday.
This is the hoorah
peak.
Yeah, this
Saturday.
Is.
We should tell everybody. By the way, we should tell the listeners, and we'll do it again. We'll repeat this again at the end of the show. But he's going to be competing at the San Jose Pro, which is at the Santa Clara Convention Center. It's on 5001 Great America Parkway in Santa Clara, California.
So it's near Great America.
It's literally right next door to Great America.
And,
there you go.
And you should be there. What time should they show up? 6 p.m.?
Yeah, 6 p.m. They'll open the doors for the night show. I'll probably hit stage somewhere between 7 and 8 p.m.
Okay. So so show up. Show your support.
Me and Sal will be getting our pump in, you know, pre-gaming it.
We're going to be in the back oiling up the athletes.
Yeah, you can.
Yeah, that kind of stuff.
Absolutely. You can get your tickets at the door, although I do recommend that you go down there because I have to – I believe we're bringing the biggest crowd.
Oh, we're bringing the guns.
Yeah, I believe we're gonna be. I mean, pretty much anybody that's cool that's attached to us will be there. So we're gonna have a pretty good crowd. So I would say get there if you want to get some good seats early on. Otherwise, you'd be standing in the back of the area trying to watch everything. So
and be loud.
I think
we should have a loudest.
I believe Justin talked about too. Are you going to do Periscope?
Yeah, so we're going to try this new thing out, right? And I'm sure most of you have heard of it. We're just like catching up here, but we're going to try a live event and do the Periscope on site for that. And so me and Sal are going to be sort of roaming around and, you know, maybe talk to the Mind Pump listeners that are there and, you know, maybe hit up Adam before he goes on stage and after and just kind of get the whole thing
now,
captured.
FYI, me and Justin have minimal knowledge in terms of competitive.
Yeah. So we're probably going to be following the weirdest looking people.
Yeah, we're not
going to
know.
Just talking shit.
Yeah, we're not going to. So like if people ask us like, how's, like, who looks the best? Well, I'm going to be like, Adam's the best.
Yeah, Adam, all day.
He's the best one.
All day.
Because, number one, he's going to be. And because, number two, fuck you. Right. So don't answer that question. Yeah. Ask that question.
And then we'll be doing periscoping our crotch, you know.
Yeah.
If you guys don't know what Periscope was, I didn't know what it was up until about a week ago. It's connected to Twitter. It's Twitter's, I believe, version or their way of handling or battling Instagram. But it's a live video and feed, so it's pretty cool.
So we'll be
you
up
guys
live.
Can communicate too. Like,
yeah, you can actually talk. Live. You guys will be able, if you guys go to the.
So you guys around the world who listen to us because we have a lot of listeners around the world. You could be there with us, just going Periscope.
Here's the best thing too. Like if we show somebody, you guys can talk shit with us.
Yeah,
it'll be awesome.
How do they find our Periscope?
So we're at Mind Pump Radio. Is the
on
handle.
Twitter?
No.
It's just Mind Pump Radio.
Mind Pump Radio is the Periscope.
On Periscope.
You have to download the app.
Yeah.
So you have to download the app on your iPhone or Android.
Download the app, and then we can all talk. And
then you find us, follow us, and then you'll be able to tune right in, right? So that's cool.
Are you going to have your phone backstage so you could text us?
Not really. So most all friends and you guys will be, Katrina is like the point girl.
So we'll text her.
Yeah, she'll know, when I'm going up, what classes are next, so you'll be able to get each, she'll give you an ETI, like, oh, he'll be up the next 10 minutes.
We can go in the pump room where all the guys are like,
pumping up,
getting ready.
Yeah,
you guys might be able to peek in there.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah, you guys might be able to peek in there.
I've only been to bodybuilding shows. Do you guys walk out to music? Also, do you pick your own music?
No,
WWE.
They do have music playing in the background in the night show. So there will be like music. So it's
what
not
would
silent.
Be your song if you had a choice?
I would have Death Leopard Pour Some Sugar on Me.
Yeah.
That's the go-to stripper song.
Pour some sucralose on me. No calories.
That's dorky, dude. Yeah.
So what's this whole call out thing? Cause I always see people posting on Instagram, like I got first call out. I got second call out. What does that mean?
So, this show is going to have, it looks like I'm looking at about 18 to 20 pros, somewhere around there that I'll be competing against. Each call out consists of typically, although there's been times where I've seen six and up to seven people called out, typically call outs are five people, and the first call outs, basically the head judge decides. There's a panel of 10 judges. The head judge is in the center, and he or she will pick who they think their top five are. After they've seen us all. So we'll all come out in no particular order. Actually, it'll be the order of our numbers on our bathing suits. So whatever the number is on our bathing suit, we all come out in that order. And then once they've seen all 20 of us, they then will call out, and then we'll all line up on the outside, and they'll call out the first five. That first five that comes out.
Top five.
More than likely. Doesn't mean that it's always that way, because remember I said the top judge or the head judge, there's 10 judges. The head judge, and this has happened to me before, that's why I'm clarifying this. The head judge, and this has happened where I did not make first call outs, having my very first show. I didn't make first call outs. the judges, the main judge called their top five out. Then all five come out. And then once all five are out there, you see all the 10 judges' heads are down and they're judging. They're scoring points. And then the next five come out. And this is on my very first show. This is I came out on the second call outs. And that was just because the head judge in their mind thought I was maybe sixth place or seventh place, but everybody else scored me. And I actually jumped from what they probably thought sixth or seventh all the way up to fourth.
Got it.
So,
this sounds a lot like a dog show. Yeah,
it does.
Terrier.
It does.
You.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Except because you're presenting a visual, something visual.
Yeah,
very true.
You gotta lift the tail up a little bit.
So you want? Adam's not laughing. Are you? So you definitely want first call out.
Oh yeah, no, that's always. I want fucking first place, bro. That's always my goal. My goal is always to win.
But I mean, first call out. That's very good news. Is what I'm saying.
Yeah, it means I'm bringing home a trophy. It means I'm bringing home a trophy and to be considered top five at the professional level. I mean, you're at the elite. You're at the best of the best. You know.
Is San Jose a big show in the physique world?
Yeah. And this will be a pretty big show, and it'll be competitive for sure. There's some definitely some.
There's some local guys that you know you hang out with and everything.
How's that
sort of going in competing? You know against kind of your buddies.
You know what's cool?
Are you going to sabotage anyone?
I will actually.
You got to Arnold their psyche.
I will. I'll begin the shit talking probably around Wednesday or so to all these guys. Yes. So
well, we know we already know our buddy. He's got a temper. Yeah. Oh, you start talking shit to Craig. Yeah. To Craig.
He's going
to
kill somebody.
He might
somebody.
Start a fight.
Yeah. Craig would be less fun to prod with, too, because he's like me, where he kind of has the I don't give a fuck attitude. He's got so much going on with his life that to him, this is like secondary, right? So, and I don't want to fuck with him because he could eat me. Yeah. So I want to make sure I fuck with guys that I definitely could beat up for sure. So,
real funny. Yeah.
So Craig and I would be quite the battle. So I don't know if I want to fucking prod that bull. So I might fuck with everybody else. No, you know what's cool that I love about this is what I do love of the sport is, you know, I am going against guys that I actually train in the same gym as them. We see each other all the time, but these same dudes will also be, you know, we're just on Saturday. We were all there. We just all happened to be working out there, and a bunch of them have a similar coach. And, you know, he let me know, Dave, Impact Dave, if you guys don't know who that is, probably in my opinion, the best coach around here as far as.
He's been around forever and been producing awesome athletes.
Excellent. He's got actually four athletes in this show.
That's awesome.
Yeah. He has two pros and two amateurs that are going to be in this show. Four or six, actually. Maybe he's got more. Anyways, they were all doing posing practice, you know, so I came in there and peeled down and posed a little bit and you know, took advice and critiquing from my peers and stuff like that. It's really friendly like that. And everybody is, because it's like, although we're competing against each other, you're really competing against yourself. You know, you're really, you know, there's nothing that, you know, if I see, you know, James, for example, you know, who's one of the competitors, James Hurst, who is, you know, already qualified for Olympia. If I see him, you know, working extra hard in the gym or doing something, it's not like I can do something to stop that. You know, it's like he's going to do what he's going to do to build the best physique he can. And I that's the only part, right? The competitive side is one, I think I have a very good idea of what the judges are looking for, in my personal opinion. And I feel like I'm very good at sculpting that. I don't just go about my workouts and, you know, lift like I've always lifted. Like, I have a purpose every time I train, and I'm always critiquing. I mean, if you were to get a hold of my phone, you would see, I mean, this just narcissistic library of pictures of myself.
We did. Remember me and Justin went in there?
Yeah, it's just.
There was a lot of flexing pics and dick pics.
My fear is the swing, though. I just can't. I love it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
Chinese drums.
Best thing I've ever seen.
So I use that and I actually can tell a lot of what's going on with my routine and what I need to add more of or take away, and so I critique the shit out of that, and I feel like I have a very good idea of you know, how can I continue to better my physique to appeal to what these judges are. So, you know, I that's about the only part that I feel like is competitive, where do you think you can do that better than the next guy, you know, because he's going to be working his ass off himself. You know?
I will say this. You sent us a picture this morning of your back. It was a back shot, and you compared it to a shot from another contest that
my last one.
Your last contest.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Massive difference.
Big difference.
I'm just going to say.
Especially in the muscle density in the mid-back, which makes your waist look even smaller.
Right, your waist, yeah.
Which I have to admit tapered. Was my biggest fear. My biggest fear was when I went after really building a thicker, bigger back was, because what I'm kind of known for, or one of my strengths in comparison to a lot of guys, is I have a very nasty V-taper. I have a very wide, and a lot of that is genetics and of how I've built it. So a lot of it is the fact that I've got these, I have very wide shoulders and I have a very small waist. And it on stage, you know, that you the judges are looking for that. They like to see that exaggeration as much as possible. And one of the weaknesses about my back that I've noticed before is what I don't ever want to look like. I don't want to look like a pancake when I turn sideways, you know, and a lot of guys look like that. They got a nice V to them, but then they turn sideways and they disappear.
No thickness.
Yeah, no thickness to their back and not that, or what some athletes call the three-dimensional look, you know, so you have like a really defined, thick rhomboids. And so that was a big focus for me, was to do that. And a big part of that was, you know, two big things I attributed that to was our trigger sessions and then also a lot of heavy deadlifting. So I've done a lot of heavy deadlifting, and that was a main focus. And I was a little nervous that, you know, how much is this going to build my core area up? And I don't want to get too thick in that core area to where it starts to take away from that. But what's cool is that, and I was up into this week, you know, I'm kind of watching it. And I remember telling my girl last week, I'm like, shit, hon, I might have built too much. I might have built too much of a back that is now going to take away from my V taper and waist. But you know, sure as shit, this morning was the first sign that it's still there, you know, and then I could see that I still got the small, you know, probably 29-inch waist with now an even more massive back and three-dimensional. So
that's awesome.
Pretty excited about that.
When do you start fucking with your water?
Wednesday.
So So show Saturday. Wednesday is when you start messing with the water.
Water is sodium, messing with sodium starts tomorrow.
Already?
So, yeah, tomorrow.
Ugh.
Yeah, tomorrow. Tomorrow, sodium goes.
Boiled life.
Yeah, definitely. So tomorrow that goes. Wednesday will be my last workout. So I've only got one more.
Wait, why? Why?
Because at that point, it's I don't want to expend very much. I'll have all the hard work is done, and now when I fill in, I don't want to use too much of the glycogen. I want to.
I never heard that. That's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Do you do like trigger sessions?
I will do a little bit of trigger sessions just to
stay pumped and keep
just
the muscle
to shuttle that into the areas that I want it to
go.
Got
it.
So you know, and I think this is also another mistake that a lot of these guys, but I mean, to each their own, because I know some guys that are like, they don't want. They get in shape and they're probably stage ready a week or 2 weeks earlier, and they want to keep the exact same routine and try and bring the body they have last week. Well, I come right in every day. You will see me get better and better and better and better till the moment I hit that stage. Just because I have no desire to keep myself at 2% body fat for multiple weeks. But some guys do. And so they keep the same routine all the way up until they hit the stage, which includes working out super hard and doing all that stuff. Where me, I've got it down to a science of, okay, I know that I am going to be this depleted and I'm going to have this much water in me and no sodium. And then I'm going to begin to slowly introduce carbohydrates. And I don't really want to burn any of them off. I just want to start to fill the body in and fill all the muscle bellies out. And then right before stage time, I'm just going to do a little trigger pump session just to shuttle it into those areas, pump my. And for me, because a lot of times I get docked or I get looked upon as too big. Also being a 6'3" guy doesn't help. And I'm a pretty big guy. I don't want to look too big, so I actually will not pump up very much. You know, if anything,
just pump up the areas you want exactly.
Yeah, and for me, it's normally just a little bit of lateral raises. So I do a little bit of lateral raises, some push-ups, and that's it. Nothing else. Nothing else. I do not do any bicep curls, no tricep work, no back stuff. I literally will just pump my delts up a tiny bit, a little bit of push-ups to fill some blood into my chest. And that's really it. And then come out pretty relaxed, you know.
So are you? So I've been backstage once to a bodybuilding contest, and I remember seeing people eat like things that were high in sugar and stuff like that. Does that even do anything?
Oh yeah, no, absolutely. It's so.
I mean, I know when I get really lean and I eat sugar, I notice within 10 minutes my veins are busting out. Is that what they're trying to do?
They're not trying to bust your veins out, because you don't want to be too vascular either, which that can't happen from that. But, it, you know, imagine, you know, let's say, so I have this, I'll have this down dialed to where, okay, I'll wake up. So the day before, so on, on Thursday, I will begin to refeed my body. So all of Thursday, you know, I'll eat about 6 to 8 meals every 2 to 3 hours, and there'll be 75 to about 100 grams of carbs. And they'll either be white rice or sweet potato is what I'll use. And I'll do that. And every time I do it, I'm kind of watching how much I fill up, you know, and I can literally feel my muscle bellies and tell, like, am I full or not? Cause I'll be so lean that once I get to a point where they're full, you won't be able to pinch any skin. Mm-hmm. Like, my skin will be that skin tight. And until I can do that, I know I can still handle more carbs. So I'll just keep shuttling and shuttling and shuttling. Well, what happens, especially a guy like me, my metabolism is so fast, I'm so lean, your body burns it up really quick. So a lot of times you get backstage and it's about, you know, they tell you you're going to go up in 30 minutes and maybe you just had your meal a little bit ago and you're feeling tight. And then all of a sudden you start to flatten out again because your body's burned it all up. And now it's getting flat again. It's starting to just pull the glycogen out of your muscles. So taking a soda or Skittles or a sugar, which is that's very high glycemic, is going to shoot in there really quick versus if I had a sweet potato. If I had a sweet potato, it's not going to eat. So that's why, although I'm not a big fan of that. You know, I don't do that. I'm not a, you know,
eat candy backstage.
Yeah, I'm not a eat candy guy backstage. One show I did just to try it, because I'm, you know, although I'm not a fan, I'm always the guy who's open-minded enough to try some shit. And just the best results I've ever gotten was when I was in Vegas, and I did it clean all the way, you know, and I was very, very methodical about it. And I had to get up at about 4 o'clock in the morning and start loading before my show. So I loaded the whole day before, and then I got up at 4 a.m. because I knew if I woke up at 7 or 8 and then go hit stage at 9 or 10, it's not enough time to get enough carbs to get me filled all the way back out again. Because over that 8 hour sleep, my body depletes all the way back down again. So that's the purpose of why they do stuff like that. Yeah.
What do you do after the show, typically after shows? You just go home?
Yeah, you know,
food orgy.
It's kind of funny because I'm getting a lot of people. We have this huge crowd, right, that's coming out. Some family and friends and fans and stuff. And, you know, I'll tell you what. If I finish top five, especially if I finish top three, I will be down to rally and celebrate like crazy. But my girl, every time I know she's listening to this, she's going to be listening to this and she's going to be laughing because she goes, you say that every fucking time. And then I look at you after a show and I go, what do you want to do? And you're like, just take me home.
Yeah.
I normally want a burger. I normally want a night, one freaking or two double cheeseburgers from In-N-Out is kind of like the signature thing I normally crave afterwards. And then I want to just go home and go to bed. I'm tired. I'm tired. I'm wore out.
Understandable.
Yeah, I'm tired and wore out. Although after USA's, I did have out of all the shows I've done, no show has given me even my first place win. That was cool and everything in Sacramento. That wasn't a big deal. The USA's was, I was hyped after that. I was pretty hyped. We went out to sushi afterwards, had some sake, and, you know, found a place in Vegas that stayed open till like 2 a.m. or like that and hung out. So, you know, there's a good chance I'd be down to do that if I do well. You know, if I don't do well, I'm kind of a grump. You know, I'm tired already as it is. And then if I don't place well, and it's not because I'm like bitter, like, oh, the judges didn't think I'm good enough. Like, I mean, fuck it. With this level, I mean, my last Ferrigno show, I took 10th place, and my girl asked me, you know, she interviewed me on a little YouTube thing, and she says, you know, hey, what do you think about your placing? And I said, honestly, like, you know, when I got backstage and I looked at my peers, I literally personally felt I could have taken second or 16th. I mean, it's that close. I mean, the guys are that put together that there's rarely ever somebody who you look at and you're like, oh yeah, I'm definitely better than that dude. When you're at the amateur level, there's a lot of that. When you're somebody, especially if you consider yourself somebody who's got a pro physique or coming up in the divisions or whatever like that, and you look around, I'm like, oh, that dude's conditioning is way the fuck off. Or, oh, dude, that dude, you know, like, you can look at all these guys and be like, I've got him. I should have him. I should have him, you know, but then you're like, oh, okay, this dude's put together.
But at the pro level, everybody looks good.
Yeah, if you wouldn't have made it to that professional level if you do not have everything dialed in. I mean, your physique is very symmetrical. You've got the look. You've got the stage presence. You really have everything. It's like, at that point, it's like who brought the best them on that day and what the judges may be looking for that day. So that's kind of what it looks like.
Awesome.
But as far as, you know, I got a question about what's going on with my eating.
Yeah.
This week. I don't know if you guys were going to ask me.
Yeah, what's going on with my eating.
That's good. You guys are talking about the show.
I know
the show is the big topic because it's coming this weekend and stuff like that.
No. What's going on with your food?
Yeah. So this is now been switched up this week.
Because I've seen you so far eat 2 chicken breasts and 4 or 5 pieces of asparagus since we've been here.
Yeah. I am down.
And your pea smells amazing.
So I have saved. This is what I've saved for these final 2 weeks. These final 2 weeks is where, you know, I can get crazier and crazier. And this is only works when you have done all the hard work before this. If you've built your metabolism up, you have fed the body properly, you haven't gone overboard on the cardio, you haven't gone overboard on the intensity and the training. Now I am fully ramped up on everything. My length of my workout, like I normally spend 45 minutes to an hour in the gym year round. That's what it is. Will you ever catch me in the gym for more than 60 minutes. And right now I'm spending an hour and a half in the gym. I'm getting at least 45 minutes to an hour of cardio every single day. And my intensity on my weight training is pretty high. A lot of supersets, very low rest periods, and I'm breaking a good sweat while I'm working out. In addition to that, I never drop, even when I go on my mini cuts. So I know Sal and I talk about this a lot, and Justin too, of our mini bulks, mini cuts. We never really bulk or cut longer than about 4 to 6 weeks tops before we switch and go the other direction. I never cut below 2,800 calories. I mean, I can lose weight and be cutting at that. But when I get this to this close, I get started. Last week I was down to 2,400 to 2,600. I now will get down as low as 2,000 to 2,300 calories just this final week, which for me is super low. And I will have no more. The most I'll probably have, which will be tomorrow, I'll probably let myself, and only because I'm going to be up super early working and I'll probably die if I don't, have about 100 grams of carbs tomorrow. Plus I'm coming off of today, which I'm going to have virtually none. You know, I think I've had 13 or I had a half of an avocado. That was my carb for today. So I had a half of an...
Not a great source of carbohydrates.
Yeah, right, which is, we would consider that a primary of fat. So it's not even a real, real carb, but it has carbs in it, and so it counts. And, you know, I had about 18 grams or whatever it is, 13 or 18 grams. Other than that, it's been pure protein all the way. And I don't normally do this, but I am doing this week because I don't like fish that much. But I am trying to keep it so low calorie that the fish is going to help me here.
Tilapia?
I have got Alaskan cod and tilapia right now.
Tilapia.
So, and I'm not, every other show, this will be my first show ever doing that. And I'll tell you the only reason why I'm doing that, and this is also the lowest I've ever been, because I've done such a good job of building that I am more concerned of being too big than I am if I lost a 2 or 3 pounds of muscle.
Right. You want to just be, well, you've built muscle. You've gained muscle from the last time.
Yes.
So you've got some to play with.
Exactly. For me at this point, I want to come in with the best condition. I already have proven to myself I've built the best physique, the most symmetrical physique, and I've put on size in the areas I want to put on size and shape where I want to. Now it's like, okay, I have plenty, like you said, I have room to play with a little bit. If I lost a pound or two of muscle because I'm cutting so hard, then so be it, because I need to make sure that if I'm going to have built even a bigger size to me, that I need to be as conditioned and as small as I can possibly look up on that stage.
Dude, I don't know about you, man, but I'm excited.
Yeah,
to
man.
See this guy up there.
Yeah, the crowd is going to be ridiculous. It's going to be fun.
It's going to be fun. You can see pictures of Adam on mindpumpradio.com/Adam. And again, this is the San Jose Pro at the Santa Clara Convention Center on 5001 Great America Parkway in Santa Clara, California. And be there by 6 p.m. to watch your boy.
The signature double bicep spinny kiss.
Real quick before we sign off, two people asked this question, and I just want to tell them that we're not going to address it right now, but we're going to get into the reverse dieting.
Yes.
So it's been a popular question.
Why don't we just follow along with you after the show?
Which I think would be a great idea. I think is what we'll do, and that's why I said to them is, hey, I'm going to be going through this, so this would be a good topic. So instead of us just briefly asking or talking about it over Q&A, maybe what we'll do is just continue on these updates weekly, and I can walk you guys through exactly, you know, what I go through when I come off of a stage to not blow up like a balloon and get fat. So,
okay. That's a good idea.
Get into reverse dieting.
Let's do it. All right. We'll see you guys there at the San Jose Pro.
See ya.
Boom.
Thank you for listening to Mind Pump. For more information about this show and to get valuable free resources from Sal, Adam, and Justin, visit us at www.mindpumpradio.com. Until next time, this is Mind Pump.